Thousands of Microsoft contract employees are still waiting for the company to pay the settlement in a lawsuit. Nearly 3.5 years ago, Microsoft agreed to pay $97 million, mostly to people who worked long stints at the company but never became full-time employees and never received benefits. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that the so-called permatemps are still waiting for their money.
The money to pay the workers is there. Microsoft put the funds into a trust account long ago, and indeed some money has been paid out to lawyers, experts, and others involved in the case. But no such luck for individuals like Marcus Courtney. He worked as a permatemp at Microsoft for nearly 2 years, beginning in late 1996.
I was a test engineer, and I worked on Windows 98 and Outlook 98 and Office 2000. I was a bug finder.
Courtney is one of about 9,000 individuals who are entitled to a chunk of the settlement. The money is to compensate them for not being able to buy Microsoft stock at a deep discount, something employees could do. Microsoft maintains that the temps were not entitled to that benefit, but nonetheless agreed to settle the case. Courtney estimates his share of the settlement will be about $5,000 to $6,000. Some workers will get more, others less, but neither Courtney nor anyone else knows just when they'll get paid.
I think there's definitely some growing frustration about the process and the sense of that the wheels of justice are turning very, very slowly, and why is it taking so long? Since we all worked in the internet economy, we figured that the court system would work on internet time and receiving our settlement check.
But courts typically don't work on internet time. Indeed, experts say that even if everything had gone extremely smoothly after the settlement, it would have taken at least a year and a half to dispense the funds, given the size and complexity of the case. And here, things didn't go smoothly. First, two plaintiffs challenged the lawyer's $27 million fee, which was to come out of settlement funds. The plaintiff said the amount was excessive. Courts, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, disagreed. But in the meantime, the payout fund was put on hold. Plaintiff's lawyer, Judith Bendich, explains.
Under the settlement agreement, the whole administrative claim process could not begin until all legal issues were resolved.
In the Microsoft case, there is yet another factor delaying the payouts: questions about the IRS and the amount of tax that plaintiffs would have to pay on their cash awards. The permatemp settlement carves out new law, and it's not exactly clear how to treat the awards for tax purposes. Until that is resolved, says Bendich, the claims administrator can't pay out any money.
I am frustrated. We're all frustrated. We're frustrated by the appeal. We are frustrated with waiting for IRS.
A spokesman for the IRS says the law precludes him from even acknowledging that the issue is before the Internal Revenue Service. Still, Attorney Bendich hopes that the matter will be resolved shortly and that the checks will be in the mail by the end of the year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.